The message is that no matter how long it takes and no matter what the cost,
we are witnessing a revolution in the technology of war.
There are no survivors.
Heat up, Washington!
The chips seem to like a fist. Who mentally burned visions and wooden blueprints? Infused with the finest smirk, frankincense. Pointed above the townships and swirling orbital disks and quadrillion tips. Triangulating the position that doesn't seem to exist. A little chip with the slightest hint of wind. Moving stone ancient roof and door hinges off the monolith. Shining a gradient beam of light dusted off the bioluminescence. With gone power bright as 1,000,000,050 suns. Who levitated down appears through the bullet hole that exposed the smoking gun. All finally in aiming the one shadow in the earth's heavens. Returned and pointed to the one with the most state of the art weapons. In the name of peace, trauma bomb sixes in the sevens. Trauma bomb sixes in the sevens. Trauma bomb sixes in the sevens. From out the deception clouds and into the heart of darkness. Apache B2 stuff, F-117 for jackass and giant elephant in the carpet. Dropping daisy cutters on kitty targets. Ready to vaporize the mythical boogeyman of ashes in orbit. Blindly trying to set a simulated democracy free. With a schizophrenic ego mascot for broken left and extremely retarded white wing. In reality, these 60 quakes are the same thing. While in the DCI executive suite, Supreme Commander in Chief. Talon submerged in mercs and mercs of petroleum in. Butt naked clutching the dildo ghosting through the hallways of phantom puppet string.
If any country is foolish enough to resist,
imperial expansionist goose-stepping.
Heat up, Washington!
Iran-Contra fellas.
I am the Supreme Commander.
Salad, we dealing with ongoing perpetual warfare against any country, any regime. Anyone out there that's standing away this digital imperialist dream. A.K.A. the grand old American dream, because X and C. And it's follow us, raping the natural resources, Central Asia, the Middle East. Or Colombia, Venezuela, any other Vogue nation out there lacking section. From out the murky shadows, become the butterfly ballot, the next election. Well connected with wealthy, dirty few pharmaceuticals and defense sectors. With a London president, you led the United States in execution of Governor's Texas. You've been caught, your pants down, the world can clearly see your second face. And they got horns on it, and hairy goat hoods below the waist. How could a country be about peace and at the same time dominate the global arms trade? Living in a disinformation age with white man's doorway.
Glorious! Simply glorious!
We ain't gonna let you light that fuse for Armageddon. Bring the Air Force in, we bring the green, black, and red in. Once the people know the truth, there's no way out there they can even stop us. We'll lay you across the altar at Karnak and wedge a petrified press on your shallow esophagus. Fold you up inside them ornate, complicated Chinese puzzle boxes. Rotate you infinitely on the tippy top of the Washington Omelets. Kidnap you, join your brotherhood of death, ritualistic paganists get home. Feed you dirty uranium till your inner start to glow. Examine your skull and bones and expose the 666. On your bloody knees, worshiping phallic imagery, rocking a pink tunic. I lock you, suspended animation, and windmill you on the tip of your dick to disintegrate to a unit. Trick. I put some vinyl black panties on your red ball in your mouth and make you a fluffer for a gay porno flick. Who's the national security threat? I tie you down to an aircraft carrier flight deck. Then pull back the mechanism that catapult these jets.
Mr. Bush, wherever you are, stop your killing machine. Your system has failed. It's been exposed. No one has the right to kill anyone. You can't kill people to prove that the killing is wrong. People to prove that killing is wrong. No one has the right to kill anyone. You can't kill people to prove that killing is wrong.
The United States cannot preach non-proliferation while escalating the arms race ourselves.
Emphasized deterrence in four critical theaters, backed by the ability to swiftly defeat two aggressors in the same time frame, while preserving the option for one major offensive to occupy an aggressor's capital and replace the regime.